Hello, Dog Days listeners and Dog Day podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi from Santa Clara, California. One last time before heading back to Phoenix in the morning. This is Dog Days of Podcasting number 29 for August 29, 2017. That means there are only two more days left in the challenge. I'm going to keep going as far as I can into and through Dragon Con. We'll see what comes out the other end. That sounds like Mexican food. I'm not sure how that works. Of course, I'm not going to stop on the 31st. There's only a couple days left. I may run out of C&D stories. I only have a few left. The stack of dot matrix printouts is getting a little low. Dog Days of Podcasting is a challenge where I and a bunch of other podcasters attempt to do a podcast a day for the month of August. And so far, it's worked out really well. This is season 6. Craig Stepp started this in 2012. And it has grown into something magnificent and wonderful. It is, if you want to find out more about that, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Who knows? Maybe you can start a podcast next year. If you need a good book, I know where you can get one. T. Morris and I have just finished Podcasting for Dummies, and you can pick that up at Amazon or head over to Dog Days. I'm sorry, that was the other one. Podcastingfordummies.com. We have some links there on the Amazon page. Well, I'm going to put that together ASAP. Truly, I am. But we appreciate your support in all of that. That is who I am. Freestyle is a slice of life podcast. I've been doing this since 2004. I'm an old timer in the podcast world, but certainly not one of the richest or one of the most famous. But I have become rich in many other ways through this community that I call podcasting. The news for the day is that my all-day workshop went well. At least the feedback tells me so. If I had to give myself a self-assessment, I felt it was more of a B game. I just didn't feel like it was my A game. There were technical challenges. There were some general flow and discussion questions. It's sort of like when I go play golf. I can play a really good game and just hate every shot. I always feel I can do better. And I'm a little self-critical that way. But I have not read the written feedback. We did have a survey. A lot of students did really well on the test. There was a test at the end, so... And verbally, they said they were very appreciative and loved the material. But I feel like, well, first of all, I misjudged the time. It was 8 to 4, and I thought it was 8 to 5. So about 4 o'clock, a whole bunch of people start leaving, and I went, what time was the schedule on this thing? It was kind of awkward. So I had to scoot through. I knew I had too much material. It was the first time this has been rolled out, so there were bound to be some rough spots. I felt it was a B game. We'll see how the actual feedback comes out when I read the surveys tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. I am headed back to Phoenix tomorrow morning. Like I said, good initial feedback. Afterwards, a few of us went over to Pedro's, nice Mexican restaurant, sat outside, had some chips and tacos in, some appetizers, wonderful shrimp. The director for the Solution Consultants joined us, Eric. He's one of the old-timers of the company. Been here since, 2006, I think. 2005, the company's only been started since 2004, so he's a real early adopter, outranks me by a long shot. I respect the man, and I just never had really a chance to talk to him for a long time. You know, we've known each other for a while, we've said hi, we shake hands, and had a few meetings together, but it was a good time to sit down and get to know him. Something tells me he's going to be retiring soon. I did get news that one of the other old-timers that I have worked with closely, and just a fun guy. He's sort of like the dude from The Big Lebowski. If the dude worked at ServiceNow, this would be the dude. And the dude is leaving, unfortunately. And I am going to make every effort to get out to San Diego for his farewell party on September 13th. Craig or Dave, if you know who I'm talking about, see if you can make it out there too. I hope you can. But suffice it to say, OD is going away. Those who don't know OD, well, too bad. He's a good guy. I hope to keep in touch with him in the future, but sad to see him go. But anyway, I'm kind of lamenting about the day. I'm tired. Had a lot to drink. Had some tequila. Had a margarita. Had a beer. Over the course of about 3 hours, 4 hours. It was a good time. Had a really good time socializing, getting to know people. That's how you build your network. That's how you keep the relationships alive. And I strongly believe in that. In other sad news today, I just found out that we lost our keynote. I did send Tia a message, so hopefully he reads the mail before he hears this. But in any way, our PIY keynote has stepped down. That is too bad. We will be looking for another person to do that 30-minute segment at the beginning, or maybe we'll restructure the programming. We'll see. But I applaud the person for recognizing that there were some issues, and he felt he wasn't the right person for the keynote, wasn't in the right frame of mind, and giving us ample time to find a replacement. So for that, kudos. That takes a big person to say, look, this isn't going to work out. And rather than wait till the last minute or go through with it and make a train wreck of the thing, that would have been a far worse situation than saying 2 months in advance, look, I don't think this is the right situation. So I am not upset in the least. I applaud that. I feel like, you know, we're going to have some legwork to do, of course, but this could have gone far worse than it actually is. It's not in any way stressing me out at this point. Like I said, home in the morning, looking forward to being home and getting back to this. I'll be home for less than a whopping 24 hours and then get on a plane and go to Dragon Con, yay, where we're going to be doing our live show at 7 p.m. on Friday. We'll be in the parade. We're closing the parade. I've got to get everything packed up. I'm so looking forward to this. It's just going to be the great demarcation. I don't know what it is with me, but I seem to take a lot of PTO around job changes. It happened at the old job. It's happened at this one. It seems like every time I take PTO, it coincides with a job or a position change. And it's really a refreshing way. It's a great way to clear your mind. It's cool. I'm loving it. I'm having a good time right now. Could be the alcohol speaking, but I don't know. All right, let's get on with the C&D story. I've rambled on long enough on that. This is, where am I? 699? I don't remember flipping the page that far, but holy catfish, I'm on the last page of this bundle. I am running out of stories. Ooh, this might be a struggle to get two more in for the 30th, 31st. This is message number 699, dated July 17th, 1987, timestamp 9:02 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Subject, DN me. Looks like it's time for another DNC story. I have to collect these together again before the subboard is cleaned again. Subject, pictures. The pictures we had taken way back in May came to me in the mail a few weeks ago. We had the photos taken on week number 5, and I got them just before week number 12. I thank the photographer for doing it for free of charge and all, but it sure took a long time. I got the negatives in the proof sheet and started taking votes on the best ones. It boiled down to 2 pictures, and I had 3 5x7s made. I gave one to my mom and one to my dad, and Dee and I kept a couple. I don't know how that adds up to 3. Oh, one to my mom and dad, and Dee and I kept a couple. I had a couple of more 5x7s made and a half dozen of the wallet size made to give to some of our closer friends who said they wanted one. They all turned out real nice, and it didn't cost too much, the price of getting them enlarged. I'm glad I did it. Yeah, now I'm really glad I did it. Subject, scanned. This past week, we got a new toy at work. We got an HP ScanJet. It allows you to scan pictures, text, whatever you save to disk, up to 300 DPI, and the laser printer outputs it at 300 DPI. What do you think I scanned? That's right, the new pictures. I tried to get a whole 5x7 in, but 640K just isn't enough for the whole thing. The program, Publisher's Paintbrush, doesn't support EMS, but we don't have any... does support EMS, but we don't have any, so I can't do the whole picture at this time. I did manage to scan the wallet size a number of times. I played around with the brightness and the contrast in different settings to get the feel of the program. The real reason for scanning the picture was not to play with paintbrush, but to get the pictures over to Ventura Publisher to do a little desktop publishing with it. Once I got the picture in that I liked, good contrast and brightness, I could merge it with the text and turn out a letter to my brothers and sisters away from home. With our picture on it and some news, now wouldn't you like to get a letter like that from one of your siblings? Oh, now wouldn't you like to get one letter for like that from one of your siblings? JR saw the results of some of my scanned efforts, and I could see his eyes light up when he saw how neat it was. Scanners are fun, but you sure can chew up a lot of paper trying to get it right. Wow, there's a sign of the times, right? People do this stuff all the day with digital photos, drop them in, do the layout. It's crazy how hard it was back then. All right, news from the apartment. Dee has all moved into her apartment. She is living with two other girls over on Jefferson Street, not far from Mr. Scott. One of her roommates is my cousin. Now I can see my honey and my cousin on the same trip. Dee's best friend, G, gets along great with my cousin, and everybody has a good time when we're all together. Wednesday, Dee had to return her car back to Chatham. Must have been returning it to her dad. It was her dad's, and he has plans to sell it. A lot of good memories are in that car, and I can say that I am going to miss it as well as Dee. She hasn't felt the full effect of going without yet because school is only 15 minutes away, and people have been giving her rides everywhere so far. She has big plans with G today to go play tennis, aerobics, and shopping. I finally get her back at 8 tonight. She asked, what do you want to do tomorrow? I said, sounds like you have a full day already. What do we have time for? We are turning into a regular couple as far as plans go. We can't think of anything to do now that she is in town. I remember when we used to get together once a week, and I would be looking forward to that day all the other 6 days. What has happened to us? The fun is still there. We haven't left the fun behind, but we have matured and learned a lot in the last 3 months. We enjoy being together and wish we could spend a lot more time with each other, but unfortunately, reality gets everyone sooner or later. Ah, the funny stories from the past. Signed, McCoy out. That takes care of this tonight's episode of Freestyle. I will bring you another one tomorrow night when I get back to Phoenix. Thank you very much. Have fun. Keep listening. And until next time, may the force be with you.